Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. It is now time for Inside Matters, Spiritual Talk, Healing Done Right, Spiritual Growth, 12-Step Indigo Meditation, and much, much more, hosted by Dun.
Hey, family. I'm going to tell you, you're not going to believe this. I just this minute signed on. I forgot to sign on. I almost didn't make my own show. It's amazing. Well, I haven't been feeling too well. I've been like out of sorts for a whole entire month. I missed the whole month. And so I'm playing catch up of sorts. Excuse me. I was also trying to put something inside my stomach before the show started because, you know, you shouldn't be operating on E. If you're trying to do something positive with and or for the people. But that's what's been going on. I started getting to not feel well back in July. July 24th, I took myself to the emergency room. Not because I was feeling anything other than a fluctuating fever off and on. So I knew I had something going on inside of me. And after lots of CAT scans and stuff, they decided that I needed to see a urologist for my kidney. And so with the kidney issue, make a long story short, at first they wanted to do what they called Neptune in my back and have my kidney and bladder entering out into a sack behind me, you know, out of my back, on the outside of me. And finally, all the other doctors who have ever seen me for any issue in that particular area, whether it's the colon and all kinds of stuff, vascular surgeon, said that I needed to be stented up. So the urologist inserted a stent. That stent was inserted in August, August the 2nd, and that stent has had to live with me until they remove it on the 14th of this month. Then, right in the middle of all that, a couple of weeks ago, last week, I was diagnosed with a positive COVID, so that knocked me for a loop, and though I am really, really amazed at how not sick with COVID, the symptoms of COVID that I have been thus far. They said my incubation period was from last Saturday until Tuesday. And so by the time I went to the doctor thinking I had a little bronchitis going on there, a couple of sniffles, and of course a fever of 100.5. They told me I was tested positive for COVID and that I had already come with only one more day of incubation. So by the time they gave me the medicine and everything for all the other issues that I have, you know, because I got the COPD, I got this bladder thing going on, this kidney thing, and a low-functioning kidney. So they told me I had to take this medication, and so I took the medication for 5 days, and I'm still dragging. Thank goodness I don't have those crazy kill you symptoms. You know, I haven't had to literally stay in bed, but I have been laying down and pretty much taking it very easy. My apartment looks crazy because I've got bed, pillow, and comforter on the couch, and then I get out of my bed and don't feel like making up my bed. Got dishes piling up in the sink because the clean ones are in the dishwasher. Then I have papers scattered all over the other room because I was in the middle of sorting out some paperwork that had gotten damaged, you know, from water damage. And so right in the middle of when I'm being sick. So there's a lot been going on, and I figure if I'm going to pay $39 a month out of my Social Security check to Blog Talk Radio, I need to get up and conjure up some strength to do some blog talking, you know? So based upon that, that's why I'm here today. I have some things that I want to discuss. And I think you may or may not find it interesting, but we're going to do this hour of me blogging and talking because, hey, I've been gone for a month and I figured I need to say hi. Why don't we first talk about, plus last month was the eighth month and I missed the 12 steppers principles on the eighth step. So we've got to conclude with that at the end of the show and play that's a catch-up for eighth month principles. Excuse me. Why don't we first talk about some stuff I found out from Kryon. Kryon is very, very interesting. Now, if you don't know who Kryon is or you don't remember who Kryon is, Kryon is an angelic being that's channeled through Lee Carroll. Lee Carroll is the original Kryon channeler, and Lee Carroll's been channeling Kryon since 1989. And Kryon brings these loving messages to the world. As a matter of fact, Lee Carroll has been invited to the United Nations for Kryon to do a channeling there before the United Nations Assembly. So Kryon is a for real kind of spiritual energy that comes through. And I have to say, all of us can channel in it, and we don't realize it that we do it sometimes. You know, sometimes you'll say something to somebody and you say to yourself, oh my God, where did that come from? You know, how did that happen? Well, that's how it happened. Maybe you channel something from your higher self. So we all have that higher energy within us, and that's what we're going to talk about a little bit about today. Now, this transcription that I'm about to breeze through with you all is a channeling that was done at the Healing Wednesday, and it's entitled Deeper Wisdom. And this was done August the 24th. Oh, it's right around the corner. Not that long ago. Okay, August the 24th, 2022. Kryon decided to discuss something that we have all grown up with, you know, on the metaphysical level. One who is interested in higher vibrations and higher consciousness. And so the discussion is this. I want to talk about those who wish to raise their vibration and want to redefine vibration, okay? Perhaps all of your lives, or as long as you have been interested in these esoteric things, you have heard the words vibration, and you've heard it in so many contexts, you know? There's going to be a higher vibration of consciousness on the planet, they say. There's a higher vibration of thinking, some say. How about the planet will vibrate higher? And they has always been Kryon, of course, who uses that term a lot. He uses it so many times that with that expression because it's the one most of us can relate to. So how sometimes moves back and forth And vibration truly has nothing to do with how elegant and loving they are. So we want to talk about this loving energy, but raising the vibration and how we raise the vibration has nothing to do with how elegant and loving we are. It's just an expression. The other thing you see is that if something is higher, it's better. And that's what a lot of us think. Higher vibration, better vibration. For instance, if you raise the sound of something higher, is it better? Really, is it better? But that's how we perceive it. Really, really, really that good, that higher sound, then guess what? We wouldn't be able to hear it. Only dogs would hear it. That's how good it would be. So this is how we've used this terminology in an interesting way. Then there's light. Light. If it vibrates high enough or changes its waves, it becomes invisible or only certain creatures can see it. A vibrating sound or a light is not necessarily all that great. And yet, that is the way you and I have been using the term. Perhaps it's time to rethink all of that. And so, if you rethink what it might mean, you start to get deeper, perhaps, into what it might truly mean. What could a higher vibrating consciousness mean to you? What could it mean to me? What could it mean to everyone? Perhaps it might mean this, a consciousness that would think out of light and love and compassion instead of a consciousness that would go right to fear. So what does that tell you? Is that really a higher vibration consciousness, or is it something else? And the answer is, it's something else. What if we replace the whole idea of higher vibrating with deeper wisdom? How about that? Say, for instance, I want an earth that has a consciousness that has deeper wisdom than the past. Doesn't that sound a lot better? Or, I want a planet that has a much deeper wisdom and love, compassion, quotient than before. Doesn't that sound a lot better than that higher vibration stuff? You notice, we stopped using the word vibration. Because Kryon is getting ready to teach us something a whole lot deeper. It comes with the territory that you want to use the metaphor as you always have. But if you start redefining them to what is actually the case, it actually gives it a much more profound meaning. It's much more elegant to think that a planet won't just vibrate higher, but you can start to identify what that means. So why has Kryon spoken of this? Why go here? Again, what are you going to do to accomplish this as this new energy? So over and over and over, you have been told that the closer you become to the core truths that exist, the higher your vibration. So let's change that a little bit. How about the closer you become to that beautiful core truth that exists, the deeper your wisdom will be. One with deep wisdom is one you might want to hang out with. How about someone who has very deep wisdom is somebody who probably understands a lot more of the planet than you do. Check that out. How does that sound to you? How does that work for you? Each one of you has a choice right now. Do I wish to go with this new shift? Do I wish to accept that which is mastery? What if I want deeper wisdom? How would I achieve that? And we always return to the same kinds of things. So here you go. Most of you have learned this. Most of you know this. There is a toolbox, you might say. It's the toolbox of the light worker or the old soul. And that toolbox has in it, let's call it tools for achieving deeper wisdom. Klein changed it to tools instead of vibration. So let's go with deeper wisdom. What do you make of those tools? Those new words for those tools. So Crying would like to give us an answer that would seem ultra simple, but that was the way it was designed. Now, you know, things are a whole lot simpler than we, mankind, like to think things are. We think things are so grand, so big, so out there, so untouchable, so unreachable. Humans would have us climbing steps, going through all kinds of machinations, doing this and that in order to receive that which is divine. Kryon tells you yet again, all you have to do is open up the toolbox. Just open the box. But in order to open that box, in order to open that box, in order to open that box, you have to intend you want it. You have to see yourself wise in the future. You have to give yourself permission. You may even have to verbalize it, visualize it, verbalize it, you know, talk about it. You might stand there all by yourself, alone with your hands perhaps held out to anyone who would listen from above, and you would say something like, dear spirit, dear God, dear Allah, dear the one, dear Jehovah, show me the wisdom that I should have. I give permission to go to the next level. Did you hear that? You give permission to go to the next level. And that's when it starts to change. What have you just done, oh wise human being? What is it? Think about it, because it has been taught over and over and over again. You have free choice to go any way you want, to the light, to the dark. You do, but when you face off with your soul, with spirit, and say, show me a better way, when you face off, you might say with yourself, let me open the box where the solutions are. Show me the next level. I want deeper wisdom. Show me where it is. Show me where to go. Push and pull me with my intention so that I will do the correct things there, spirit. You know, you're opening up a big old toolbox. That is when the wisdom starts to show up. And that's when someday somebody will look at you and say, you know, I think you're vibrating higher. You see what we're doing here today? We're doing a play on words. But we're defining what it means, what it truly means. much, much more elegant than simply trying something like vibrating to the next level. Oh. So what does the wise old soul bring to the planet? How about peace on earth, maybe? Wise human beings don't repeat what hasn't or doesn't work. Dysfunctional human beings do that. Wise societies don't return and return and return to the things that make no difference, that never work in the past, you know? Elegant, wise societies, they move on. This is what is happening on the planet today. But some of us are not even realizing it is happening. You're starting to become wise in what you want and how to achieve it, instead of going back and repeating a history that didn't achieve it. Now that's wisdom. You might say, if enough old souls do this, the whole entire planet may be wiser. And then there will be those who say, well, yeah, it's vibrating at a high level. Wisdom is the key. Wisdom gives you better choices. Wisdom is what you are asking for. So you say, dear spirit, give me the wisdom to know what I should do. Dear spirit, give me the wisdom to know which choice right now to make, or what I should do in this situation. And if I don't get it, then push me there. Okay? When you say things like that, you have just given permission with your free choice, with a whole bank of angelic beings and guides to surround you and help you with the next step you want to make. Okay? So that's what Kryon has to share with us. And that's a beautiful, beautiful thought. And with that thought, we're going to go on and let's talk about oracles. Those are the old souls that push this wisdom and contact their dear spirits all the time, requesting that they show them the way and keep them in tune. Because, you know, it's not easy to be, quote unquote, good all the time, think the proper way. We all have our moments. Like I said, I haven't been feeling well, so that means that I haven't sat up and meditated on a regular basis. You know, sometimes we just don't do. And, you know, I get depressed just like everybody else, but then I open up that toolbox and there are tools that I pull out that I need to know that I can use to straighten me right out. And sometimes I sit and I laugh and I say, oh, Duchess, what are you doing? Look at you trying to make yourself depressed. You need to cut that crap out because it's so easy. You know? So what is an oracle? You got a lot of people going around wanting to do magic stuff, you know, and thinking that other people are magic and people can do this and people. And of course, you know, there are those muggles in the world that don't believe in any of that stuff, you know. And then there are those of us who sit back and we wonder, you know, like, am I a witch? Am I a wizard? Am I psychic? What am I? Well, I have chosen to be an oracle. You know, I mean, I have precognition and I have clear sentience, that's feeling, and clear cognition. Sometimes I just know stuff. And but how do I just know this stuff? And how do I just feel this stuff? And, you know, I have people in my family that look at me like I'm crazy. But it's amazing how many times when they need something of energy work, they come to me. And most of the time, I help them by showing them how to use their own energy. Because if you're an oracle, you can deplete your own energy by using your energy for other people when they have their energy within them already that they can use. They just don't know how to use it for themselves. So that's what, you know, oracles usually do. They teach others how to use their own energy so they don't become depleted. So what is an oracle? Oracles are advanced souls that assist humans to find ways to live the life they desire. An oracle can carefully guide you through how to make your life less complicated, how to enhance relationships or end them gracefully, and how to find your passion and live a life worth living. Oracles are born to balance the emotional lives of others and help them navigate their difficult life paths with eternal wisdom. You know, so, and if you're not, like you say, if you're not an experienced oracle that uses your energy on a regular basis, you can deplete your energy because you start using it for others and you're not using it for yourself. A psychic provides information to you, whereas an oracle can help you see your own information or blueprint. A psychic may use tools, whereas an oracle delves into you and your higher self. An oracle provides you with truth that you are to hear at that time, and that truth comes from your own unique universal sources. A psychic sees from outside and picks up on your auric field concerns. An oracle reveals what they experience from within your life system. That is intimately you working in a field of high frequency to promote healing and growth. So an oracle basically uses your own energy or shows you how to use your own energy for you to be able to. You know, oracles look at the grand picture, the big, whole, huge picture, you know, and shows you how to utilize your own energy. Oracles can read on the conscious level, the subconscious level, and the superconscious levels inside and outside of time-space continuum. Oracle sessions are considered a form of alternative natural health care for the client's mind and spirit with the goal of restoring and empowering the client. The wisdom shared by an oracle is wisdom specifically for you. This is why the sessions can be intense and are so personally moving. You hear your own wisdom, and in the process, you gain further access to that wisdom outside of the session. And a lot of people don't want to hear their own wisdom. You know? They don't want to hear what is being told to them because it's like, well, dang, I already thought of that. So why are you telling me that I need to do that or recommending that I do that? I've already... Well, it means because you haven't put your effort into doing that. You know, you just glossed over doing that, but your energy is there. The oracle calling an order of divinity is to bear witness that we are all one and come from higher source and light, that our source is the essence of all that is light and loving. That as we model our lives after love and service, truth and integrity, joy and growth, we will find our inner truths. Oracles are gifted with insight to bring to light answers that are not evident to the masses. The inner depth and ability to see deeper into each situation from many layers and levels will bring to an understanding more clarity for those seeing to choose a better outcome. An oracle is not one who tells another what the answers are, but rather sees the course that will bring the best results and invites them to choose another path, with the details being given as to what that path might look like. So oracles don't tell you, you got to do it. They open up something. And if you start pushing back, trust me, an oracle will step back and back right up off you. They are always allowing the opportunity for the right of choice and the power of free will. Oracles are those who speak for higher light through source, who speak truth and light and invite others to speak their truth and honor their paths. Oracles hold an open connection to Mother, Father, God, Master, High Councils of Light from star nations, ascended masters, angelic, Elohim, fairy realm, galactic federations, Astar Command, Akashic Records, Magdalene collectors, euphorics, spirit guides, and my favorites. I honor them as I speak to you all today. The Hathors. I love the Hathors. The Hathors are intergalactic, interdimensional beings. You know, the Hathors are giants, the Egyptian giants, 16 to 20 feet tall, and they communicate through sound. And with that, I honor the Hathors today. I have been really missing y'all. I used to think of y'all all the time. I used to walk into that big, huge, gigantic, tall warehouse at UPS. You know, it was like the Hathors were always present for me. Oracles, by their very nature, are deeply embedded with the rights and authorities of wisdom and knowledge beyond the conscious awareness they resonate in. They have taken upon them this calling through vast expansions of training and preparation. Oracles are witness of divinity in every dimension, in every vibrational field, holding to and resounding the love of Creator through every particle of their being. Oracles inspire. Oracles teach. They invite. They discover. They create, they heal, they channel, and hold high vibrational fields deeply into the systems of dimensionality that they are conscious in. Oracles have a gift of perception that extends far beyond the given scope of normality. We have a natural, higher perspective to all sides of the stories, and we can see the meaning within any given situation. And to that I say alhamdulillah. So there you go. Hi oracles. How y'all doing out there? Loving y'all. I know y'all loving this. You know, people just like to dismiss us, or they get pissed at us because, you know, or we just step back from them, because we really do not want you to think that we all in your business just because we see a lot of it. Okay, last but not least, my update on the 12 steppers out there. I even sent y'all in your announcement, I sent y'all the 12 step rap. It's really cool. Yeah, it's really cool. Y'all might want to listen to it when y'all get off. Or maybe if we have time, I'll play it for you. But let's briefly review the 12 steps of recovery. and that's recovery from anything. There are 30 some odd different, maybe 40 different types of recovery groups. We have Overeaters Anonymous. We have Carb and Sugar Addicts Anonymous. We have AA, which is the Alcoholics Anonymous. We have NA. We have Marijuana Anonymous. You know, we have Dysfunctional Families Anonymous. We have so many 12-step groups, and all of them are patted themselves after the original AA group, which is Alcoholics Anonymous. So first, let me tell you the 12 steps, then we go right into the 8-step principle. First step, we admitted we were powerless over our addictions and our lives had become unmanageable. Two, came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. Three, made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood him. Four, made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. Five, admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. Six, we're entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. Seven, humbly asked him to remove our shortcomings. Eight, made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. Nine, made direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. 10, continue to make personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. 11, sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood him, praying only for knowledge of his will for us and the power to carry that out. And 12, having had a spiritual awakening as the result of these steps, we tried to carry this message to addicts and to practice these principles in all of our affairs. Now, these are 12 steps that are followed. They're like really, you know, they're not easy, but it's a simple program. You follow these steps and you'll be surprised by the time you complete 12 with your sponsor. You will have a spiritual awakening. I don't care who you are, you're going to have one, boo. So with that said, and since I was sick all the month of August, I was unable to talk about the principle of the 8th step, which is a reflection of the 8th month, and the 8th principle, which would be reflection. To reiterate, the 8th step made a list of persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. That's the 8th step of recovery. So if the 4th and the 5th steps were guided by the need for honesty and truth about our addictions and character defects, then the 8th step requires reflection on the consequences of our behaviors. Now, this principle requires you to reflect on several concepts. Okay? To amend means to right a wrong that you have committed, because the damage caused by our addiction takes many forms. It demands careful consideration to determine who was affected and how they were harmed. To amend also means to make permanent changes. Any attempt to right your past wrongs are insincere and ultimately doomed to failure if you have not changed the behaviors that have brought about the harm in the first place. And all is mentioned twice. It means that accepting responsibility for your past actions is unconditional. Now, you know, people think an apology and amends, you know, they're synonymous, but that's a joke. When you make an apology, you're sorry for something, you know, like, you know, when you make an amends, and amends means that you want to heal what you have done and that you will never, ever, ever do that again. That's an amends. An amends means to heal the wrong, okay? So listing all the people harmed by your addiction-driven actions is a sobering exercise as you give real thought to the impact you have had on everyone around you. Because the list can get extensive, it is strongly suggested that you write it down. Possibly headings on the list include who was harmed, how they were harmed, your thoughts and feelings about them, how you came to make an amends. Here's the thing. By studiously contemplating how your past behaviors affected other people, you increase your chances of successfully changing your future actions. If you are sincere, you'll be less likely to repeat old mistakes. You know, I recall an example of an amends. I had a supervisor. I was in a lot of pain that day. I was standing on this cement concrete floor. That was just before my colon surgery. And gravity was just pulling on me. And he came by with a group of new recruits, mind you, to talk to me about something. I don't even remember what he was saying to me about, but I jumped at that man, and he was one of the supervisors in front of those people. I jumped at him. I was so rude to him in front of those people. You know, when he walked away, I felt humiliated for myself. You know, and right then and there, because he had gone into an office, right then and there, I knew an amends was in order. I walked in the office, and right in front of all of those new recruits, I asked him, no, I didn't ask him, I told him that I had come in there to apologize for my behavior. Because the way I talked to him out there on the floor was totally uncalled for, okay? And it was beneath me as an employee to project such behavior to him, whether he was with new recruits or not. I made an amends. Now, I did not go in there and say, I'm sorry for what I did, but I'm in pain and so on and so forth. I did not make it about me. I made it about the fact that I spoke to him in a condescending way, and I was so sorry for the way I talked to him that way and how wrong I was. In the back of my mind, it did not matter how much pain I was in. There was no way in the world I should have spoken to that man that way. I don't care how much pain I was in. So I did not bring up my pain. I just gave him my apology and told him how wrong I was. Now, that's when you make an amends. You don't, you know, go around telling people you're sorry for something, but, oh, I'm sorry, but if you had sorry, but when you, no. Either you're sorry for the way you acted or you're not. You don't qualify it by explaining the reason why you did what you did. That's not a true apology. So, family, with that, oh, we got a couple of more minutes. I figure I'll pull a card. I haven't pulled a card for y'all in a long time. I have my whimsical deck. That's the nursery rhyme deck. And, okay, everybody out there, pull your energy together. Think whimsical, whimsical, whimsical. Say your name 3 times and let's see what your name gives you. Oh, it feels good to have been able to do this with you all today. Let me tell you, the medicine that they give me for this COVID is called Paxlovid, P-A-X-L-O-V-I-D. I took the last of it this morning. The one thing about this medication, you know how when you put a pill in your mouth and the water doesn't wash it down fast enough and you get that medicine-y taste in on your tongue and in the back of your... Well, this medicine stays with you 24/7 just like that. So I'm drinking water, but I got this medicine-y taste inside me, in my mouth, and it's just horrible. So I'm glad today was the last day of me taking this medication. Okie dokie. You ready for your card? Woo-hoo. How about the Ten of Swords? Okay, your character is good old Humpty Dumpty. If the Ten of Swords steals into your spread, prepare yourself, for the worst. Disaster's at hand. Well, you know what? I have learned that we can scratch this. All right? Now, that's how magical we are. We don't have to prepare for the worst. Okay? We not even talk about it. Booyah. Another card coming up. Now, if this one sounds like Humpty Dumpty's card, then we better go back to Humpty Dumpty. But this is the Page of Swords. Well, you know, I'm going to tell you, when the Page of Swords slips into its spread, it's time to take note of what's going on around you. Chances are there's a spy in your midst and someone's watching your every move. Take care to guard your privacy, your innermost secrets, and anything else you might not wish to share with the world. Hush. Be still. This is not the time for idle chatter. The things you say now may be misconstrued later. Instead, listen much. In doing so, you may gain valued information that will help you later. Open your eyes, watch your step, look for clues as to how others perceive you. You never know what you may discover. Now, I just got a notice from someone who wants me to go back to Humpty Dumpty because they felt like that was a card that was meant for me to read. As a matter of fact, what makes it so fascinating is that it's right behind the page. So let's go ahead and read the card, even though it sounds like, The Ten of Swords steals into your spread. Prepare yourself for the worst. Disaster's at hand, and there's nothing you can do about it. Your best bet is to just sit back and let it run its course. If the failure is not of your own making, chill out. Do not beat yourself over it. Just pick up the pieces and go on. If that's not the case, carefully explore the chain of events that led up to this awful mess. Then take a deep, hard look at your role in the affair. Do this with an objective eye, and the faulty links will show themselves with perfect clarity. You'll understand where things went wrong and why. You'll also come away with a clearer understanding of how such a problem might be prevented in the future. The key here is to learn from your mistakes so you won't inadvertently repeat them. In doing so, you may also prevent future heartache for yourself. This card may also represent personal loss and betrayal at the hands of a trusted friend. Understand that those who stab you in the back for personal gain are not worth your energy or effort. Don't ever bother to confront them. The best thing you can do is to give them a wide berth and stay far, far away from them. So I read it anyway because I got a notification that said, please, please, please go back and read that card because it sounded like I needed to hear it. So with that, many of you may have needed to hear that card, and I should have not stepped away from it just because I wanted to not read it, because I didn't want it to affect me. So family, here you go. I'm here. I'm going to meditate. I want y'all to pray for me. I need my energy back. I need to get my life in order. Maybe I'll go outside and go for a walk if my energy allows me. Or maybe I'll just go lay back down in my bed, because someone also told me, don't be pushing yourself with this thing. Take care of you. And may all of you stay blessed. And thank you for being with me. I'm sorry that I've been gone for a month. And let's just pray that things begin to get better for me. And I don't miss the next show. Like I said, it's no sense in paying $39 a month for Blog Talk Radio if I'm not going to blog talk on the radio. You know, my Social Security check could find better another use for that money. So let's just pray that I don't get any more illnesses. Take care. Love you good. Oh, yeah. For you sober folks out there, contact me at Duchess on the Air if you would like to go to Gratitude Cruise, Sober Sisters Weekend to the Bahamas. A group of us are planning this trip, and it's still open. I think you can still get a stateroom or two, and the staterooms aren't that expensive because it's for the weekend and it's a group rate. So if you're interested, contact me at duchessontheair@gmail.com. Take care, stay blessed, and know that you're loved. Bye-bye. Thank you.